Have I ever mentioned how much I love cuddling with you? Yeah, I guess I tell you all the time, but it bears repeating. I love cuddling with you. I love kissing you. I love touching you. Running my hands up your stomach, over your chest. Are you okay? You got really tense all of a sudden. Do you not like me touching your chest? Hey. It's okay. You don't need to apologize. You did absolutely nothing wrong. Listen, we all have our boundaries. I totally respect yours. I should have asked instead of assuming, so I'm sorry. But, babe, can I ask you something? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but is there something going on? It's just that recently you've been really off, I guess. You never seem like you're comfortable. And when we're out and about, you always have this kind of awkward slouch, and you keep pulling at your shirt when nobody's looking. Yeah, I've noticed. It's not something you need to hide from me. What else have I noticed? Okay, you always wear really baggy sweatshirts, which at first I thought was just a comfort thing, and then I realized you wear really tight sports bras or shirts that are too small underneath. And I'm sorry, I don't understand why. It's like you wish your breasts didn't exist or something. Wait, you don't wish they didn't exist, do you? It's okay. Hey. Shh. It's okay. It is okay. You don't have to cry. I'm just glad you finally told me. What do you mean that's not all? Babe, what's going on? Oh, okay. So you hate the parts of your body that make people think you're a girl because you're a guy. Okay, that makes sense. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, there have been certain things you've pretty much always done, but I wasn't sure if they meant anything or not. Like, when someone says your name, you get all tense and nervous, like you're about to jump out of your skin. And when you introduce yourself to people, it's like it's hard for you to even get the word out. And when I would call you my girlfriend, you would kind of shut down. When I tried to ask about it, you didn't even want to talk about it, so I just assumed you didn't like labels, but turns out I was just using the wrong one. What? No, I'm not upset with you. Not for a second. I'm really sorry you've been going through all this, and I'm more sorry that I haven't been very helpful. I mean, I'm glad you've felt comfortable enough with me to share it now. Look, I love you for you, okay? All I want is for you to be fully yourself. Whatever you decide to do with your body, whatever pronouns you decide to use, whatever name you want to go by, I want to be here to support you. No. No, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. Yes, really. Really. Because you are one sweet, smart, funny, incredible boyfriend. I don't think I've ever seen you smile like that. Keep doing that, please. I love it. I love you. You really are an incredible guy. Don't let anyone tell you different. It doesn't matter what may or may not be in your pants or what letter they slapped on your birth certificate. You're a brave man, and you're the strongest guy I've ever known, and that's who I see when I look at you, and that's who I love. You're welcome, sweetheart. I promise I'm here for you every step of the way. If there's anything I can do, you just say the word, okay? I'd do anything for my boyfriend.